Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, August 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Battle of Windwick. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore interesting topics from around the world through the lens of Wikipedia articles. Today, we'll be diving into a significant historical event known as the Battle of Windwick, which took place during the turbulent times of the English Civil War in the mid-17th century. So let's set the scene and delve into this fascinating episode of history. The Battle of Windwick occurred on the 19th of August, 1651. To understand why this battle is so important, we first need to consider the backdrop of the English Civil War, a conflict that ran from 1642 to 1651. This wasn't just a fight over territory. It was a clash of ideology, governance, and fundamentally, it was about who held the power, the monarchy or parliament. By the summer of 1651, England had been transformed into a battleground between the royalists, loyal to King Charles II, and the parliamentarians, who aimed to create a government accountable to the people. The Civil War's final phase saw King Charles II attempting to reclaim his throne, rallying supporters, and launching military campaigns. This led to the events culminating in the Battle of Windwick. Now, picture this. A hot summer day in August, with dust swirling in the air and uncertainty looming over the battlefield. The parliamentarian forces, led by General Henry Ireton with about 5,000 men, were preparing to confront the royalist troops, led by the Earl of Derby. These two forces would clash near the village of Windwick, located in present-day Greater Manchester. What's fascinating about this battle is the strategic significance of the location. Windwick was a crucial junction for troops on either side. Control of this area would greatly enhance the movement of cavalry and artillery, allowing the victors to fortify their position. So it was not merely a fight, it was a fight for the future of England. As the battle erupted, we can imagine what the soldiers were feeling. Fear, bravery, camaraderie, each person must have had their own unique experience as they faced the chaos of war. Eyewitness accounts suggest that the atmosphere was charged with the sounds of clashing swords, the thunder of cannon fire, and, amidst the clamor, possibly even shouts of loyalty to their respective sides. While the battle was intense, it was over relatively quickly. The parliamentarians emerged victorious after forcing the Earl of Derby to retreat. This defeat was devastating for the royalist cause, marking a turning point in the struggle for power in England. Following the battle, King Charles II's hold weakened considerably, leading to his eventual defeat and flight to mainland Europe. For those of us who may not think of warfare as being relevant today, consider how battles like this influenced the establishment of modern democratic governance. What do you think? Can we draw parallels between the struggles of the past and contemporary politics? Are we still fighting ideological battles, just under a different guise? The aftermath of the Battle of Windwick was crucial. Not only did it signal a decisive victory for the parliamentarian cause, but it also played a significant role in Charles II's eventual defeat. Insight into military strategies of the past can also remind us of how technology and tactics evolve. Particularly noteworthy is the role of communication during the battle. Letters, messengers, and even newspapers carried news of skirmishes and victories to the public. Fast forward to today, where our communication channels are streamlined and instantaneous. How would social media have changed the course of events if it had existed during the Civil War? Would misinformation have caused more chaos? This brings us to a core theme explored through such historical lessons: the impact of information in shaping public perception and policy. Today, as concerns about misinformation and the balance of power in media grow, understanding how information worked during political crises in the past can enhance our perspective on current issues. And so, what can we learn from the Battle of Windwick, you might ask? Certainly, the necessity of strategic planning and the importance of staying informed about the dynamics of power in society still resonate today. It nudges us to contemplate, how do we view our current leaders? In what ways can we engage in enhancing transparency and accountability in governance? History, as they say, tends to repeat itself. The battles we engage in, whether political, social, or technological, are sometimes nestled within the same frameworks as those fought centuries ago. The questions then become, what side do we stand on? How do we participate in shaping the future? If this episode sparked your curiosity, don't stop here. I encourage you to delve deeper into the events surrounding the Battle of Windwick. What other battles have shifted the tide of history in unexpected ways? Each piece of history has a story to tell, waiting for you to uncover it. Perhaps consider reading more about the English Civil War to gain a clearer understanding of how these events played into the larger narrative of British history. As we wrap up today's exploration, keep in mind that history isn't just about dates and events. It's about people and the choices they made. The echoes of their decisions resonate through the ages, whispering lessons for us even now. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey through the Battle of Windwick. Be sure to tune in next time as we unravel another intriguing topic. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep seeking those connections between past and present.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Battle of Windwick. Thanks for listening. See you next time.